flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, still January 30th, 529. Thank you guys so much for being here. It is great to have you here. We are approaching the weekend, almost there. How you doing this morning?
I'm toughing it out. That's what I'm doing. I don't know if I woke up this morning just feeling, uh-oh, am I getting sick? And I think I got it from our coworker Ramon. And I was so upset with him. He came in sick yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And he works into the production studio that I work in. And I go in, I'm sitting down. He goes, hey, just a heads up, I've been sneezing a lot. I'm like, are you kidding me? He goes, yeah, you might want to wipe things down. I'm like, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so this morning I woke up a little stuffy with the headache, and I'm like, no, we're going to push through. We're going to be fine. So right now, after we turn off the mics, I'm going to just take emergency zinc, and hopefully that, as time goes, I'll be better. But keep your distance, Mercedes.
Yeah, well, it's definitely going around. I've seen a lot of people with this cold that's lingering. That's not COVID. It's just like one of those weird colds where you're sneezing and coughing. So I definitely have seen it going around. Yeah, that sucks. I'm sorry that you're feeling that way this morning.
It's all good. You know, we'll push through. I'll get through it. But other than that, I'm okay. I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm just trying to get the latest here on the terrible plane crash yesterday. If you missed it, there was a Black Hawk helicopter that crashed into an American Airlines flight in Washington, D.C. last night. And just seeing this morning as the sun is up, because it was dark when this happened, and more than it's now returned into a recovery effort. They were hoping to have it be a rescue effort, and more than 30 bodies have been pulled from the Potomac River after the collision. And they're going to have a press conference this morning. They say they expect no survivors, and there's no real explanation for why that Black Hawk helicopter was traveling towards the plane. The copter was on a training mission at the time, and so the plane was on final approach to Reagan National Airport from Wichita when the collision happened, and there were 64 people on the plane, 3 on the Black Hawk helicopter. So hopefully just getting some answers. But even with the answers, it's just such a tragedy and, yeah. and just so sad to see this morning.
I was watching the news about it too, and I was seeing the live shot of the search and rescue people trying to dive and get, and just, it's hard to see because it's one of those things where it takes you back to like those other tragedies back in, you know, that we just saw. What was it? With the bridge collapse in Baltimore, I think right. of that. So yeah, hopefully we get answers, but just mourning for the people that were affected by that loss.
Yeah, it's, we'll probably get some more answers today. Like I said, this investigation has been launched, but yeah, the people that are diving in the river right now, they were saying the water temperature is 38 degrees. It's freezing.
Oh,
and so, yeah, it's there's a lot going on with that. And of course, we'll get you all the latest as we get it coming up next hour in the Hot 3. So, yeah, just doing that. And then, you know, this morning, just trying to figure out, like I said, like we were talking about for the last 2 weeks, when this month is over. And so we are ready for February. We are ready for you this morning.
And the weather's going to be nice this weekend, too. Did you notice that?
Yeah. And they said next week 70s.
Oh my gosh.
Next week 70s.
Spring.
So things are happening. Good things are happening. We're very excited about that. And we have a lot of good things happening on the show this morning. Of course, we have your tickets to check out Katy Perry, 7:30 Mega Minute. Those are on the way. We'll have an early edition of Heads Up in the 6 o'clock hour. And we'll have a 4-pack of tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill, take on the Indy Ignite tomorrow night, Lee's Family Forum. And later on in the show, we are so excited. Tegan DeFalco, she's one of the members of the team. She's the libero. We'll tell you what a libero is when we talk to Tegan this morning. We'll talk about that and just talk about the team, the upcoming game, just volleyball in general. There's a huge volleyball tournament in town this weekend. So there are going to be hundreds of girls just running around
yes.
Las Vegas for that. So all that coming up this morning. But right now, let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Snap by the Power? Or The Power by Snap, rather. Do you want to hear When the Morning Comes by Smash Mouth?
The way that you walk, it's just the way that you talk, like it ain't no thing, and every single day is just a thing, then the morning comes.
Or do you want to hear Music by Madonna? Those are your choices. Get those votes in right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can go to our Facebook page and vote there, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Free show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Sometimes you will wear something that is definitely a conversation starter, whether it is an outfit that is just like way out there and someone's like, well, that's an outfit or something like that. But I feel like this is very common for getting people to start a conversation, and that is sports clothing.
Yes, and this is what happened yesterday. So I'm walking Momo, and Momo, he's a shih tzu, and they love to just stare, and they like to plant their legs. And this is what happened when a neighbor walked by. He was staring this guy down. He was looking at him like he wanted a problem. Like, that's what it looked like. And he wouldn't get out of the way of the sidewalk because the neighbor was walking towards us. I'm like, Momo, come on, move. The neighbor's coming by. Let's go. And then the neighbor goes, hey, I don't want no problems. And he was wearing a Philly hat, Philly Eagles hat, and a Philly Eagles shirt. And I go, well, the Chiefs might.
Oh, geez. Yeah, those Philly fans, they like starting stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So, and it's funny because I've noticed that whenever somebody is wearing sports gear or any type of anything, like if my husband's wearing a Lakers hat or a Padres shirt, someone's always starting a conversation about something. And I have a feeling that you and Matt have the same thing when you guys go out in public.
Well, it's a common bond thing, you know, or it's a rivalry thing. I mean, it goes one of two ways, really. And so, yeah, we'll either get the, like, oh, hey, go Broncos, if we're wearing something Broncos. But the one that we always do, and I catch myself doing it too, is if we're out of town, if we're not in Las Vegas, this happened just when we were in Dallas. There was a hockey tournament there, so there was a lot of people from Vegas who went there for this hockey tournament. And we're there for a volleyball tournament, and we're on the shuttle, the rental car shuttle, to go to the rental car area. And so there's a bunch of families on there. We all just got off a flight to Vegas, and there's this dad, and he's wearing a Vegas Golden Knights hat, and Matt sees him. He goes, go Knights, go.
Yes. Oh,
go Knights, go.
I did the same exact thing in Hawaii a couple years ago. It was like 7 a.m. and it was our last day there. And I told my husband, James, I'm going to go on a walk because I want to enjoy the beach for the last day. I'm out there. No one is out there except this one guy. He's wearing a Golden Knights hat, and I'm like yelling from the other side of the beach, go Knights, go.
Yeah, it's like a common bond. So, and when you see a Golden Knights fan out in the wild, and by out in the wild I mean not in Las Vegas, it's like, oh my gosh, hey, we both like the Golden Knights, this is really cool. So that's like a way to bond. But then on the other side of things, there are certain teams that are like rivals to the teams that I like, and I'm always like, so, like, let's say I see someone wearing a Boston Red Sox hat and I'm a Yankees fan. I always just kind of look at them and I don't really say anything.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Like very cautious about them. But if we're both, like, if I'm wearing Yankee gear and they're wearing Boston gear, you know, something has to be said. And they'll be like, oh, look at you. And I'm like, look at you.
I love it with Matt too, because Matt, he doesn't care. Matt, he's like, oh yeah, man, what's up, man? What's up with those Yankees? What's up with those Red Sox?
He's a smack talker. And it gets me nervous because I'm like, don't get into a fight with someone. He's like, this is just what guys do. We give each other a hard time about things. I'm like, it's just mean. Like, he'll talk to J-Love about his Cowboys and he'll just say the meanest things about them. I'm like, oh my gosh, stop it. He's like, that's what we do. That's how you know you're friends with someone, if you say mean things to them. I'm like, oh, I don't know that I like that kind of friendship here.
And I think that's why, like, bars don't accept people wearing sports gear.
Yeah, it's like, we want no part of this. It's Mixed 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning! Welcome to the show. It is Thursday, January 30th. It is 6:03. Thank you guys for getting up with us. Maybe you're going to sleep right now. Whatever it is, thank you so much for listening this morning. I think that you have to be very careful, Steph. Oh, Steph's talking about, like, when she starts to feel comfortable with someone, she'll do this. Some people, like, are really turned off by this stuff, like, big time. So you got to make sure you're talking to the right person.
I think that's why when I feel like I could read the room well, and I know that when I'm comfortable with anyone, I start to ask these questions. But this is what happened. So my sister-in-law just got married, and now I have a new brother-in-law. So we have welcomed someone new to the family, and they were here this past weekend. We were sitting down. It was the last day they were here. And I'm like, all right, it's time. We got to know Kirk's birth chart. They're like, he's like, why, my what? He's like, your birth chart. We need to know your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, all the above. He goes, how do you do that? I was like, we got to know what city you were born in, your full date of birth, and what time you were born. He goes, what time I was born? I don't know what time I was born. I'm like, gotta text your mom. Let's get mom on the phone. We gotta get mom on the phone.
So Steph can find out what your astrological sign is.
Why is this?
Well, I mean, if you're into astrology, which, like I said, Steph, like, not everyone is, and some people are, like, really against it. So you have to read the room, but it'll tell you a lot about a person's personality, if you believe in that stuff. And she and I both believe in that
stuff. Me and Mercedes are, we love astrology and birth charts and stuff like that. And it also tells you a lot about your past, your family, your career, your relationships, and a lot about the future too. I mean, and we take everything with a grain of salt.
Us guys don't do that.
Well, you should, because you know how I use it? Like, if someone tells me that they're sick or something, like you mentioned that you were having the sniffles and your throat and stuff. I'm like, well, that's a Taurus sickness. That's what happens to Tauruses. They get colds a lot. They get sore throats a lot. They get earaches a lot. J-Love, are you a Libra?
Oh, yeah.
You have digestive issues.
Yeah.
Virgos and Libras have digestive issues.
That's what it says about a Libra.
It doesn't say that. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
You know, every kind of astrological sign, like, it goes down from the head to the toe. So the Aries have headaches and they have migraines. And then you go down to Taurus and that's a throat. And then Gemini's kind of in that area too. They have colds, and then they have like fevers, and then cancers. They have like emotional issues, depression issues, like
and the chest area.
Leos have heart problems, and
what?
Like it goes down.
It goes down. The chakras.
Come on. Really?
Do you not have digestion issues?
I do, yes.
Yeah, well, there you go.
It's in the stars, man. It's in the stars.
I'm just telling you. So, I mean, if you believe in that stuff, you're like, oh, yeah, it's right on. If you don't, I never try to push it on people.
And we could be so annoying. I know
that's annoying. So I'm very careful with who I talk to about that stuff. So we have a lot coming up on the show this morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to get you a 4-pack of tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill, our professional women's volleyball team. They're playing tomorrow night, the Indy Ignite. Mix 94.1 is going to be out there. It is Mix Night. It's going to be so much fun. So we've got your tickets, 4 of them, coming up with an early edition of Heads Up. But on the way next, we have What's Trending Tonight, the music industry. They're coming together to raise money for victims of the California wildfires. We'll tell you who's performing and how you can watch. Details on the way and What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Fire Aid is trending right now. That Fire Aid concert, it is scheduled for tonight. It's going to be taking place in 2 locations, the Intuit Dome and the Kia Forum in Inglewood, California. They're expecting to raise over $60 million from concert tickets and sponsorships, not counting donations from those watching the live stream, all to benefit the victims of the California wildfires. And this lineup is absolutely stacked. People that are going to be performing at the Intuit Dome tonight include Billie Eilish, which in and of itself, that could just be a concert right there.
Really?
But then you have like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, yeah, that's hot.
Gracie Abrams will be there. So many more. Jelly Roll, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Lil Baby, Olivia Rodrigo, Peso Pluma, Rod Stewart, Stevie Wonder, Sting, and Tate McRae. That's just at the Intuit Dome. And then taking place on the stage over at the Kia Forum, you have Alanis Morissette. She's going to be there. Anderson .Paak, Dave Matthews with John Mayer, Graham Nash, Green Day, John Fogerty, No Doubt, Pink, Red Hot Chili Peppers. The list goes on and on. So everything is starting tonight, 6 o'clock at the Forum and Intuit Dome. Those doors open at 7:30. And if you want to watch, you can stream it. Apple TV, Max, Paramount Plus, Prime Video, YouTube, even select AMC theater locations, you can go and actually watch the concert.
By the way, Dave Matthews' band has canceled because he had a family emergency, so he's not going to be there.
Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah. Oh, good to know.
Did you talk to him? Did he text you?
He called him this morning. I saw Jay pick up a phone call in the studio. I think this is such a great thing, and I think also, wow, just in general, LA is going to be really busy this weekend, especially with the Grammys on Sunday. I didn't even think about that.
And I think that's how they were able to get such a huge list of people and performers for this amazing event. And coming up, we're actually going to talk about some of the new Grammy performers that were just announced. And it blows your mind, just all the musical talent that'll be there tonight. And that is what's trending. Right now, it is time to win. Who wants to join us for Mix 94.1 night at the Vegas Thrill Game tomorrow night. It's happening at Lee's Family Forum. If you've never seen our professional women's volleyball team, you are in for a treat. It's going to be so much fun. Indy Ignite is coming to town, and we've got your tickets right now, four of them. We need you to be caller 20, and you will be playing heads up. You get to pick your category, and if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you win the tickets. Caller 20 is playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant this morning, and it is Robin. Robin, good morning. You are caller 20.
Hi, good morning, guys.
All right, let's get you a category. We've got these Vegas Thrill tickets for you. When you win, pick a category. One of the categories is actually Vegas Thrill, or the other one is croissant. Which one do you want to go with?
I'm going to go with croissant.
All right. So National Croissant Day is today, and these are all foods that start with the letter C, okay?
Okay.
Foods that start with the letter C. We got this. No problem, Robin.
Yeah, you guys do.
Let's do it.
All right, Mercedes and Robin, your 60 seconds, they start now.
This is an orange vegetable. Rabbits like it.
Paris.
Yes, this is American, Swiss, Monterey Jack.
Cheese.
Yes. When mom puts a bunch of stuff in like a baking pan and puts it in the oven, she makes one of these.
A casserole.
Yes. This is a type of nut. It doesn't have a shell. It's a very good, yummy nut.
A nut that starts with a C. Cashew.
Yes. This is a leafy green. It looks like a head of lettuce, but it's not. It's
cabbage.
Yes. This is a musical group from the 90s. Also, drinking this type of juice helps with urinary tract infections.
Cranberry.
Yes.
Cranberry.
Great. Robin, you are the best. Congratulations. You just got those tickets to join us tomorrow night, Mix 94.1 night at the Vegas Thrill Game. They take on Indy Ignite at Lee's Family Forum. First 500 people in the door get a free t-shirt. Steph's going to be out there broadcasting live before the game, so make sure you say hi. And then once you're in the arena, say hi to me. I'll be hosting the big game.
Oh, absolutely.
Can't wait to see you, Robin. Congratulations. And coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, one of the players from the team, Tegan DeFalco, she's going to be joining us on the show. We're going to talk about the game. Just what it's like being on this team. She was out of the game for a couple of years playing beach volleyball, and she is back better than ever. We can't wait to talk to her. That's all happening at 9 o'clock. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Have you ever... This sounds so dramatic, and so I'm very cautious when I say this, but I'm not joking. Have you ever had a food that was like life-changing that when you tried it, it was like angels singing, the clouds open up, the sunshine brighter.
There
is a food. I've tasted some delicious foods in my life, but there is one thing that I've had, and I just had it for the first time last year. And ever since, I've been meeting more and more people, like when I bring up this food, that are like, oh my gosh, that is the greatest thing in the world. Like I've never seen people react to a food like this until I start talking to them about it. And it's an ice cream. And obviously, ice cream is good either way. Like, there really is there a bad ice cream? Let's be honest.
I mean, mint chocolate chip's debatable, but
I love mint chocolate chip ice cream. Everybody says it tastes like toothpaste, but I love it. But this is better than mint chocolate chip ice cream. This ice cream seriously changed my life. Ever since I've had it, I'll never eat another ice cream again. It's just not going to happen.
Really? Okay.
Now, this ice cream is from Handel's. And if you've been to Handel's, you've probably tried it. And if you haven't, you got to do it. This is not an ad. Nobody's getting paid for any of this. This is coming from my heart.
And your taste buds.
Graham Central Station at handles. Have you ever had that ice cream before? Yes. When I eat this ice cream, it is like, oh. So last night, I'm doing my work, and I was just like, oh, I just have a sweet tooth. And I'm looking for something. Just nothing's catching my eye. I open the freezer, and there's a carton of it. But it's like, I forgot we got it. Like, 2 months ago. So I was like, oh, it's probably freezer burnt. There was just a tiny bit left. I ate that, and it's like you said, the angels started singing. I was like in heaven. This ice cream is life-changing. Has anyone ever had it? And do you agree? 702-364-9400.
What's in it?
It's okay. So it doesn't sound like it would be that great. It's like Graham Central Station. But you know the cereal Golden Grahams?
Yeah.
It tastes like that, but there's like crunchies in it, like chocolate crunchies. And gosh, that thing is, it's insane. It should be illegal.
When I tell you the first time I had that too, Mercedes, I too was this.
How can you not?
It was so good. I think Handles came down to the station and they gave out a ton of free samples and they left them in the freezer here. And I'm like, oh, I'll try some Handles. I've heard so many great things about it. And I tried the Graham Central Station ice cream. And there's something about the texture and the crunch and just the sweetness and the salt combined,
it's
that
just
makes
perfect.
It so
you guys are making this sound
good.
So good. I'm lactose intolerant. I can't have it. Sucks.
Oh, take your pill beforehand and try it. You got to do it. What is the food that you had that was absolutely life-changing? 702-364-9400. Hey, good morning, Rachel. What is it for you?
Hi, good morning. So I'm on like this life-changing diet. It's completely opposite from your ice cream story, but my daughter turned me on to kale salad at Chick-fil-A with the grilled chicken nuggets, and I had that yesterday for lunch, and oh my God, it is going to be my go-to meal like once a week.
That, you know what? It's so funny you say that, because I've gotten that before, and you take the nuggets and they come in that little container and you pour a hot sauce on them.
Oh my gosh.
And then you shake it up.
A hot sauce, one buffalo and one ranch. You shake it up.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
How did we go from ice cream to kale salads? I don't know.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
More than 30 bodies have been pulled from the Potomac River after last night's collision between a passenger plane and a military helicopter near Washington, D.C. They had a press conference this morning, and officials say that they expect no survivors and that the rescue mission is now a recovery one. It was also noted that there is just no explanation for why the Black Hawk helicopter was traveling toward the plane. The copter was on a training mission at the time, and the plane, which was operated by an American Airlines subsidiary, was on the final approach to Ronald Reagan National Airport from Wichita, Kansas. When the collision happened, there were 64 people on the plane, 3 on the Black Hawk helicopter. But just hearing some of the reports this morning, they were saying that the Black Hawk helicopter was aware of that plane.
Yeah.
That was there.
That's
and
the crazy
so
part.
So what happened? And then I saw another press conference this morning saying that this was totally preventable, completely preventable. So they got to figure out what happened.
I just saw a heartbreaking story about a husband who came out saying that his wife was on that plane. And the last text message that he got from her was saying, "We're about to land in 20 minutes.
Oh,
and he
terrible.
Responded and replied, and his responses weren't going through. And that's when he knew something was up.
Yeah. Coming up next hour in the Hot 3, we're going to talk a little bit more about on the plane. The U.S. figure skating says a group of athletes and coaches was on the plane. And we'll talk
so
more about that.
Man.
It was really devastating. And more information is coming in. So we'll definitely keep you posted as we get it. Let's move on to something lighter. I think we all feel a little happier when we talk about Christmas and the holidays. And I feel like Lacey Chabert is the queen of Hallmark. You know, she is the person think of when it comes to Hallmark Channel shows. And now she is for sure the queen of Hallmark because she's releasing her own line of products next holiday season called the Lacey Chabert Collection. If you don't know who she is, I'll have two words for you. Hot Frosty.
Of course.
Hot
Frosty? Did you ever see Hot Frosty?
No.
J-Love, it's a Christmas movie, and it's about this snowman. It's a hot-looking snowman there's a snowman-making contest in this small town, and this hot-looking snowman someone made, and she's feeling down and out and going and looking at the snowman, and she puts this scarf that she just got over the snowman, and it made him turn into a real life hot guy.
And then so then he ends up like moving in with her.
What?
And just, it's really funny, but it's really cute. I think the ending is what, I mean, it's cheesy, of course. It's a snowman turned to a guy called Hot Frosty, but I think it's a cute Christmas
movie. I'm
gonna
ask my wife if she's seen it.
It was like the best worst movie I've ever seen.
Exactly.
So her collection's gonna include like greeting cards and gift wrap and ornaments and all sorts of entertaining essentials for you. After the holidays, her collection is going to continue into year-round products. So it's not just, it's going to start off as a holiday thing, but she's going to have products all year long.
Cha-ching.
Yes, no kidding. Finally, this morning, after 8 years apart, an Arizona man has reunited with his long-lost dog.
Eight years.
So his name is Paul Gilbo, and his dog Damien went missing back in 2017. They did this cross-country move from Massachusetts to Arizona, and he got loose during a stop when they were in Oklahoma. So they searched everywhere. They even stayed in Oklahoma for a week, posted flyers to find him, and they just eventually lost hope and thought maybe he fell prey to a mountain lion or something like that. Well, earlier this month, he was driving to California with his husband to donate supplies to wildfire victims. And he gets a call from an unknown number, and he ignored it twice because, like, we all ignore the unknown numbers.
Spam or something.
Yeah. Then he gets a text that says, "Your dog Damien has been found." A woman in Oklahoma City nearly hit the dog with her car, took him to her brother who cared for him before bringing him to the vet. He had a microchip. They scanned it and they confirmed who he belonged to. So this guy, Paul, he drives 14 hours to Oklahoma and was reunited with his dog after 8 years. I mean, obviously he looked older. He was a little bit scruffier, but he recognized his owner when he saw him.
No, where have you been, man?
Hey, that dog, Dad. That's so touching.
And he wagged his tail. And they were reunited. They drove back to Arizona, and now the two are making up for lost time, going to the park every day. It's just really cool. But just another reason why you need to microchip your dog.
Yes, it's so important. And not only that, but it's like, why did it take so long for that person that found him to microchip him, and it took 8 years? Whatever the case may be, just happy that that dog was found and it was reunited.
Really excited about that. So there you go. All right, coming up in just a couple of minutes, who wants to win a $400 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers? Beat Mercedes on the way. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it's time to play Beat Mercedes here on this Minden Thursday. And Corinne, your caller 20.
Yeah.
You ready to do this?
Corinne.
Let's, I'm having a hard time picking up on my end.
Corinne.
Hey, Corinne, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you feeling? Are you feeling ready to win? Are you ready for that $400 diamond pendant to be put across your neck?
I'm so ready. Never been more ready.
Okay. I know you know how it works. You just have to guess the song faster than I can. Steph's going to play a song for you. Guess it as quickly as possible, okay?
Okay.
All right. I am leaving the studio. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye, Mercedes. She's taking her headphones off. Let me turn off her mic. Corinne.
We had our pep talk earlier.
You guys had a pep talk?
Yeah.
What was being said with the pep talk?
I told her she's got to take her down.
Take her down?
Yeah. Yes.
And now, Corinne.
J-Love was being very motivational.
Thank you.
I love it. And then, Corinne, what are you up to right now?
I'm just at home with my 3-year-old and 1-year-old listening on the Odyssey app.
Oh, I was going to say, can the kids help? But I don't know if the kids would help that much. But anyway.
Probably not.
Corinne, this is how the game works. And for everyone listening, the first 20 seconds of a song is what you're going to hear. And you want to correctly identify the artist and title. Once you know that artist and title, I need you to shout out, "Got it." We'll stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give us something, okay?
Okay.
She's fast. So, the song and the game, it starts now.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness as you'll send the call out.
Got it?
Okay, what you got?
Team by Lord.
Okay. I'm writing down your time. Jay is bringing in Mercedes. Oh, Mercedes, I could see her. That was kind of cool. I've never got to see her when you opened the door before. All right, Mercedes is walking in. I'm writing down Corinne's time.
Wow.
Interesting.
Very.
And then Mercedes just walked into the studio.
All right.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
All right. Feeling good?
Yeah, I mean, I feel good. I don't know. That was a hard one. I wouldn't say that was like fast, but I wouldn't say it was long either. So
okay.
We'll see.
Okay, so okay. The next sound that you hear is the game. And the song, it starts now.
Wait till you're
got it.
Jeez, go ahead.
Lord Team.
I got her time. It's like, Mercedes, you didn't know when any chances here.
Oh, does that mean I won? Does that mean I won?
I'm just saying, you stop the clock. Okay, let's just start going from the beginning. Look, you stop the clock at 1.5 seconds, okay. And you were right. The song is Team by Lord, okay? Now, Corinne, she also got the song right, but she didn't know it until 18 seconds in.
Oh, that was a little longer.
Yeah.
Oh, Corinne, I'm glad you got the song, though. It's better than not getting the song, but yeah. I feel like I have the advantage here. I hear these songs.
Yeah, you do.
But that is the whole point. Someone's going to beat me. It's happened before. You guys are going to get me on a song that I can't get fast. And so, unfortunately, today's not the day. So, that means our $400 diamond pendant just turned into a $425 diamond pendant. And you're going to have a chance to win it tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. with Beat Mercedes.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains.
My husband loves to save things. Like, he's the guy that saves ticket stubs that you get, like, from everything. Golden Knights games, we have all these ticket stubs. Back in the day when you used to get concert ticket stubs, he's got all those posters, everything. My husband is like a pack rat when it comes to collectible stuff. Have you ever held on to something as a remembrance of something else? 702-364-9400. So last night I was looking in a storage box. I was trying to find an old poster because my daughter needs it for a school project. I was like, ooh, I think I have a poster that you could use for that. So I was going through these boxes and I open up this box and there's just tons of stuff in there. And I'm looking through the posters and then I come up upon this stack of napkins, just napkins.
Napkins?
Yeah, I'm like, why are these napkins in here? And I look at them and they have a New York Yankees logo on them. And I'm like, these are kind of cool, but why do we have New York Yankees napkins in here? So I walk out into the living room, my husband's there. I'm like, hey, what's up with these napkins? And he goes, I saved those.
What?
I'm like, okay. He goes, I got those when we went to Yankee Stadium, the original Yankee Stadium. I'm like, so you went to like the snack bar, grabbed a bunch of these logoed napkins and kept them? And he's like, yeah, aren't you glad I did? And I was like, how old are these? He goes, well, we went in September of 2007.
Oh my gosh.
So we have a stack of Yankees napkins that my husband is holding on to as remembrance of the last time we went to the original Yankee Stadium.
That is incredible. I think about James, and he is so similar to Matt, where he has saved so much just nonsense stuff. He'll save things from like his college graduation. Remember those Lays that you put on people?
Yeah.
He had them all dried up that I gave them to him. I'm like, these gotta go. I love you. I understand the sentiment behind it, but like, it's just now it's just trash. Like, I think it becomes a point where it's time to let it go. But things that last longer, like napkins or things that are more solid, please keep.
Well, the flowers thing is tricky because, like, I have my old wedding bouquet and it's literally sitting in our pantry in a glass vase and it's just old and dried, but I can't bear to get rid of it. My husband's the same as you. He's like, we got to throw this away. I don't want to get rid of that. That was my wedding bouquet. Like, that means a lot to me.
I know. Do you guys still have your wedding cake?
No, we ate that.
Okay.
The year after. So you were supposed to keep the top. And then I literally, to the day, I was like, let's eat it. It was delicious,
it's
too.
Gone.
What did you save in remembrance of something else? Let's talk to Jessica. Jessica, good morning. What was it that you saved?
Good morning, Mercedes, Steph, and J-Love. I'm very sentimental. So I have my only son, my only child. I saved every single tooth that fell out of his mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
All his baby teeth.
Oh, my gosh.
We have our kids' baby teeth, too. Where do you keep them? What do you do with them?
I literally just threw them all in a plastic bag and just put them in a box with, like, his baby stuff. What I also found in there about 4 years ago, I forgot I kept his hair from his first haircut as
okay.
well.
I like that. That one's cute. And it's, like, super tall and it looks like a little alfalfa hair.
Jessica,
it's so cute.
I'll do you one better. See if you kept this. Did you keep the little umbilical cord nub that fell off when they were a baby?
Mercedes, everything. From the little umbilical cord nub to, I mean, the comb that they use to brush his hair for the first time.
That yellow everything. Comb that comes with everything.
Just please don't tell me that you guys saved the first diaper.
No, not that. Umbilical cord is not much better, Steph. It's pretty nasty.
It
is really nasty. Thank you so much, Jessica. Let's talk to Bo. Bo, what is the thing that you kept in remembrance of something else?
Good morning, guys. Well, being retired Army, I have a coffee mug pretty much from every assignment I've ever been.
Oh, wow. How many coffee mugs?
Coffee mugs that I just can't seem to let go.
Coffee mugs are tricky. It's like there's sentimental value to each different thing. It's like a stage in your life. And so when you get rid of one, it's like I'd be throwing away that part of my life. So I can totally understand where you're coming from, Bo.
Thanks.
We're getting some texts here. This one says, my brother passed away in 2007. I still have his retainer that he kept under his pillow. I would totally keep that too. This one says, I saved my gallbladder stone because it was so huge.
Oh, that's gross.
Oh, that is gross.
That's like if someone's going through your stuff and they're like, is this like a part of a meteor that fell from the sky or what is going on?
My wife kept our dog Gino's, his first tooth that came out. She kept that.
Where's it at now?
It's in a box, in a little box, in her right by her nightstand.
Oh, by your nightstand?
Her nightstand, not mine.
You make a little wish on Gino's tooth every night. Good morning, Ashley. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We are good. We are talking about the weird things that you have saved in remembrance of something. My husband saved a stack of napkins from the old Yankee Stadium. Did you save something kind of weird?
Okay, so I'm a sentimental person. So I went on this date with this guy like 12 years ago, and I saved the chapstick from our first kiss.
Aww.
And lo and behold, 12 years later, we're married still.
Oh, the chapstick. I always lose my chapsticks. That's a wonder that you were able to hold it for that long.
Seriously.
That is really sweet. That's sentimental. I get that one. It's no napkins. I think napkins is kind of ridiculous, but it's still cute.
It is cute.
We are getting some texts here. Kim says she saved her son's ring that they put on him when they circumcised him. That could bring back some traumatic memories.
I didn't know that's what they had. That's what happened.
Hey, I have girls, so I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It is time to win. It is time for the Mega Minute. Your tickets right now to see Katy Perry. She is bringing the Lifetimes tour to the U.S. and Las Vegas is on her stops. Coming to the T-Mobile Arena on May 17th. And you are going to be there when you conquer the Mega Minute. It's 10 questions. You answer them all correctly in 60 seconds. And you will win these tickets. I'm telling you, we've had a winner so far this year, just one. But I'm looking at the questions, and I think we're going to get a winner today. I think they're going to be able to answer all 10 of these questions in 60 seconds. So is it going to be you? Caller 20, you get to try your hand at the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, let's get our contestant. It is Rachel. Rachel, good morning. You're caller 20.
Yeah. Good morning.
Rachel. How you doing? Have you heard the Mega Minute before, Rachel?
Yes, I have. I'm excited to play.
Okay, you got this. 10 questions, 60 seconds. That's all it's going to take. And you get these Katy Perry tickets. I told you I took a sneak peek at the questions, and I think you can do this. I think you're going to be a winner today, Rachel.
Okay, I feel it.
Okay, I love it.
I feel it.
Let's do it.
The energy's in the air. All right, Rachel, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which rapper will be headlining this year's Super Bowl halftime show?
Kendrick Lamar.
Yes. Who plays the title character in the Harry Potter films?
Ooh, pass.
What color is the video game character Kirby?
White?
No. Is Bluey a boy or a girl in the animated show?
Boy.
No. Have it your way is the slogan of what fast food restaurant?
Burger King?
Yes. What movie does Bruce Willis star in that people debate if it's a Christmas movie?
Die Hard.
Yes. The slang term sus is short for what?
Suspect.
Judges? Are you sure?
Okay, sure.
Okay, yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
yes. Punxsutawney Phil is the star animal for what holiday?
Groundhog Day.
Yes. What singer is Orlando Bloom engaged to?
Katy Perry.
Yes. Diamond is the birthstone of what month?
Oh, our favorite month. That's April.
Yes. Who plays the title character in the Harry
Potter?
Rachel, you made it all the way through all 10 questions, but we had to skip a couple. The character Harry Potter in the Harry Potter films, the title character, Daniel Radcliffe plays Harry Potter. The color in the video, is the video game color. I can't talk this morning. What color is the video game character Kirby? That is pink. Bluey is actually a girl in the animated show.
Which I would have never known unless
Me
I watched
either.
It.
Yeah. And other than that, she got all of them
she
right.
She did. Oh. And you were going to give her suspect. I was. Like,
I feel like sus and sus could be suspect or suspicious.
Okay.
Like, I feel like they could be both, right? Anyway,
you're right.
She said suspicious anyway, so it didn't matter here or there. But that means, Rachel, hang up and call right back because someone is going to get these tickets. Caller 20 right now. You will get them. Tickets to the Lifetimes tour to see Katy Perry at the T-Mobile Arena on May 17th. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's the mix. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Real quick, want to wish a happy 13th birthday to Jacob. Yeah. I know you are listening this morning,
Let's go, Jacob.
Happy birthday, guy. It's the teenage years.
13.
Oh, boy.
That's a big number.
Yeah, that's some good news this morning. We need it for sure. Just getting to the Hot 3 recovery efforts. They continue in the Potomac River after a military helicopter and passenger flight collided last night. There's more information now about who was on board the plane. U.S. Figure Skating says that a group of athletes and coaches were on the flight that crashed into the Potomac River after colliding with an Army helicopter near Reagan National Airport. The TASS news agency reports that Russian figure skaters and coaches Yevgenia Shishkova and Vadim Namov were two of the passengers. The organization released a statement last night saying a group of young athletes, coaches, and members were returning from the national development camp that was being held in Wichita, Kansas. And they said that they're just devastated by the unspeakable tragedy, and they're going to release more details when they become available.
There was a figure skater that wasn't able to go onto that flight because of restrictions from his dog. So he had to, he basically was checking into his flight. He had his dog with him, and they said, "I'm sorry, due to restrictions, your dog isn't able to come onto this flight." Oh. So think about, basically, his dog saved his life, and it ended up that he had to drive from Kansas to DC. But imagine hearing that news that all of his friends on that flight just are no longer.
The survivor's guilt has got to be just tremendous. Yeah. I can't even imagine.
This, like, is insane.
That would just be so hard. And a lot of new information is coming now that this happened last night. It was 6 p.m. our time that it happened, and 9 p.m. on the East Coast. Complete darkness, freezing waters. I mean, it's just it's been so hard, and so they had to shift from rescue to recovery. And they're finding bodies. It's just so tragic.
Yeah,
we'll get you guys more details as we get them. Also this morning, the Grammys, they announced that the second round of performers for this Sunday's Grammy Awards are happening. Stevie Wonder was one of those names. Stevie Wonder will be performing this weekend. That's going to be amazing. This one I didn't see coming, but hey, I am all about it. Cynthia Erivo will be performing at the Grammys this weekend. You know she'll be doing something from Wicked. And also just announced, Coldplay's Chris Martin, he'll be performing. Lainey Wilson, Herbie Hancock, Brittany Howard, Brad Paisley, Janelle Monáe, John Legend, he's going to be performing. Sheryl Crow, St. Vincent, and Jacob Collier have all been officially announced. And they're announcing the previously announced performers like Benson Boone and Billie Eilish and Chapel Roan and Teddy Swims and Sabrina Carpenter. So it's going to be pretty amazing. The Grammys are set for this Sunday. They're going to air live 5 p.m. our time, stream on Paramount Plus, and they'll be on CBS. And Trevor Noah is set to host.
My favorite award show ever. I think Grammys, out of everything, is my favorite thing to watch.
I just love it for the performances. This is one where I actually want to see the performances. Like, sometimes they bring out surprise guests, and it's just, yeah, it's so much fun.
And then Album of the Year is the big one, right? The big award that was saved for last.
Yeah. They have, like, the big four. They've got, like, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best New Artist. And Chapel Roan is nominated in all four of those categories.
No way.
Yeah. I think she's only the 15th person to ever be nominated in all four of those categories. I think Taylor might be also, but she, I think that's happened before, not this year, because she's not Best New Artist, but someone else. Maybe is it Sabrina Carpenter? I can't remember.
Or is it
sure.
Olivia Rodrigo?
She's not a new artist, though.
So Eilish? Are you talking about this
year?
This year.
Gotcha. Yeah, gotcha. Exactly. Finally, this morning, 2 weeks until Valentine's Day. Guys, don't think that, hey, if I break up with her now, it's going to be better for me. I don't have to worry about a Valentine's Day present. Don't do it. It's really bad for your mental health. It's really bad. A new study found breakups tend to be harder on men than they are on women. And I think that a lot of people have that stereotype that women are the ones that really take it harder. But it's the opposite. The study found men, at least straight men, they tend to rely on their romantic partner for more emotional support, but women don't need as much because they get emotional support from their friends. They found that guys are more likely to see relationships as being beneficial to their overall well-being, and they're not wrong at all. They get more mental and physical benefits than women do, and that leads to obviously better mental health, higher life satisfaction, and guys are also more likely to report feelings of sadness and loneliness after a breakup.
I'm thinking about my past relationships, and all of the guys moved on so quickly. I feel like they were were not even, there was no even heartbreak. They're like, oh, I broke up with Steph. All right, on to the next. I didn't see any type of emotion, any type of heartbreak, at least from what I've heard. So I don't know about this study. Jay, what about you?
I tell you this. When women, a woman broke up with me twice. The same girl broke up with me twice. We got back together, broke up. I started dating somebody else. I didn't care. We dated again, broke up. She broke up with me again. I dated another girl like less than 2 days later. See, I didn't care.
See what I mean?
I feel like you were probably not emotionally invested.
I was.
Like, are we talking like really solid, serious, long-term relationship?
We dated twice.
That tells me you weren't serious the first time. Why would you be serious the second time? Come on now. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I don't know what was in the air yesterday, but there were some crabby people out there. We experienced that firsthand with our coworker. I asked if she could stop singing. She was not
that
having
that. That was classic.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah, I haven't seen her yet.
You haven't seen her?
No, okay. Thank goodness. But anyway, I had to go to the grocery store yesterday afternoon for a couple of things. And this was on my way home from the TV station. So I was like all dressed up in my TV stuff and full makeup. And I walk in there. I'm going through and I approach the lines. And everyone decided to go to the grocery store at the same time. Like every register was open and there was like three or four people deep. I don't know what was happening. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I just pick one and I'm standing there, and in the line next to me, there's a lady, and I hear her say, Michelle. And she said it really loud, and all of us just kind of looked at her, and there was a lady coming to the lines with her cart, and she's like, oh my God, hey. And so they were friends, obviously. So she comes up to her cart and she's talking to her, and they're like, yeah, da, 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 da. And I hear the lady, the first lady in line, go, just hop in line here with me.
Oh, hell no.
Really? You're like, no on that one? What do you think about people cutting lines? Like, is that okay? Does it depend on where you are? 702-364-9400. Where should you not be allowed to let someone cut line or hold a place in line? So I'm in a different line. I don't care. But I'm watching, and the three people behind her, their face, because she didn't have just one or two things. She had a cart, and their face was like, and so the person, two people behind said, there's a line.
Ooh.
And the lady that invited her in goes, she doesn't have that much stuff. I was holding a spot for her. And then the person behind that person goes, you can't hold places in line at the grocery store. And she's like, watch me. And I was like, oh my gosh. I like pulled out my phone to start filming, but like I was too late. I caught the tail end of it. And so is that wrong? So she ended up cutting in line and the people were really mad. And I kind of understand why, but I do feel like there are certain places that line holding is okay.
Yeah, okay, so going back to the grocery store, you're right. I think that's just not an appropriate place for you to hold a place in line for your friend. And it sounded like from what you overheard, it was a lie. Like, I've been holding it for her. No, really?
They just saw each other, yeah, and we saw it all go down.
Exactly. So grocery store, no. But one thing that really upsets me, or maybe it's just where I'm at, where it's not acceptable to hold a line is the bathroom. You can't hold someone's place in line for the bathroom. It's just very inconsiderate. I'm holding it here. Come on. Especially if there's a really long line at a concert, or if there's a really long line just at a sporting event, they got to go in the back of the line. There's no holding spots here.
I agree with that one. That one, I need to get in there ASAP, and it's not fair if you take the stall ahead of me because you didn't get there as quickly as I did. Hey, Derek, we're talking about holding places in line. What do you think? Is it ever okay?
No. The only time that, like, I think any type of cutting is okay is if you are the last person in line at, like other than the person behind you at, like, Target or Walmart or whatever, and you're just like, hey, you can go ahead of me. But if you are the last person aside from them, that's the only time that I'm like, yeah, go for it. Because, like, I have that at Target. The person behind me had two things. I had a cart. I was like, nah, go for it, dude.
Let me ask you this, if this is an okay time, because I feel like this is okay. It doesn't bother me if people do this to me. And that's at like an amusement park at Disneyland. So I've been the person who's done this. And I've also been on the receiving end of it, where I'll say, I'll go get in line for us for this ride while you guys go to the bathroom or go get something to drink. But then I tell the people in line behind me, I say, hey, just so you know, I'm holding a spot for my family. And we're all going like on the same ride together. You know what I mean? Do you think that it's okay to hold someone's place in line at a theme park?
I mean, it depends, because like if there's 100 people behind the person you told, then it's still messed up to them. But I mean, I see where you're coming from, but like at the same time, like if it's like one person, okay. Like if it's like just, you know, but it, I mean, if it's going to like disrupt like a huge portion of the line, then I'm like,
I agree with you. I think there's like a limit. I think you're good for like 3 people, 4 people max. And then after that, you just got to go. You just got to wait at the end of the line.
I just got remembered a story. Maybe we could talk about it next. But my family had to hold a place in line at a buffet for an hour, because at buffets, the whole party has to be there. And I was running late. Oh, man.
You were the one. Okay. Where is it okay to hold someone's place in line? Is it ever? And where should you definitely not be allowed to hold a place in line for someone? 702-364-9400. We'll take your calls and we'll hear your story coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. When is it okay to hold a place in line? I saw a lady cut the line at Albertsons because her friend was already in line and it was a packed house. People were arguing. It was a mess. Rebecca, good morning.
Hey, I wanted to say that you should never hold line spaces when kids are involved. One time my mom was in line with my daughter to get her face painted. And at the last minute, the one person in front of them brought her 4 kids in line.
Oh, no.
One person, we needed to get 4 faces painted in front of us. And my mom was like, no, no, no. We're going to send our 1 kid and then your 4 kids can go.
I 100% support that. There is no way you should have to wait for 4 kids now. That is absolutely not fair. What did she get it painted on her face?
Probably like a rainbow or a unicorn.
Thanks, Rebecca. Let's talk to Kelsey. Kelsey, cutting in line, what do you think?
Hi, good morning. So this happens all the time at my kid's school. So at her school function, like recently my child had a spelling bee and I got there early, probably the 9th person in line. And I'm not kidding, in 5 minutes, every parent had a friend of a parent that was also going to get in line that cut it, as in like, oh, hey, you're here early. Oh, I'll just wait with you.
Oh.
Which turned into me being the 9th person to me being like the 30th person.
That is like so despicable when they go, like, you know, they wouldn't talk to that person, but they see that they're at the front like, oh, hey, oh, you know what? Since we're talking, I'll just walk right in with you.
Actually, he said that exactly. He goes, oh, here's some of my friends. I'll just wait with you rather than going to the end.
Steph, what happened to you? You were talking about a buffet line debacle.
It was my birthday, and my family said, where do you want to go for your birthday? I'm like, oh, I want to go to the Saquon Buffet. It's in San Diego. And they said they had to wait an hour in line for me because I was running late, and they kept telling people, go ahead, keep going, keep going. And when I finally got there, the line was so big, there's me like dodging through people, and they were looking at me like, dude, get into the back of the line. I'm like, no, my family's up there. I get to my family. Most awkward buffet lunch ever, because they were like, seriously, you're an hour late for your birthday lunch.
Why were you an hour late?
I slept in.
See, you deserve to get that awkwardness, girl. I mean, come on. It's your birthday.
I know.
Although they should have given you a little bit of slack. Like, yeah, on my birthday nap.
Thank you. And let me sleep in a little bit. I'll get there when I get there.
Well, it is time to win right now. We are playing Heads Up. Caller 20, you are in at 702-364-9400. And so many people have been calling about these tickets. Tickets to see comedian Matt Rife. He is coming to the MGM Grand Garden Arena on May 2nd. And your tickets right now, when you win Heads Up, you get to pick your category. And when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you win the tickets. We had a winner early this morning. Let's get another one right now. Caller 20 gets it. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up
with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Ryan, you're caller 20.
Yeah.
Let's do this. You ready to go?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's do it. Matt Rife tickets up for grabs. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Chinese New Year or filet mignon?
How about filet mignon?
All right. January is National Meat Month. And so these are all foods that are meats, okay?
Yes.
All right. If you know your meat, we're going to have no problem with this category.
How you said meat.
Meat. That's how you have to say meat.
Yes.
Meat.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Ryan, we just got to get 6 answers in 60 seconds. You ready to do this?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, Mercedes and Ryan, your 60 seconds starts now.
You might have some strips of this with your eggs in the morning.
Bacon.
Yes, you eat this on Thanksgiving.
Turkey.
Yes. A T-bone, a filet, types of what?
Steak.
Yes. This is like Gordon Ramsay makes this and it like wraps it in like a puff pastry. It's a fancy dish.
Pass.
Okay. This is, you might get a rack of
ribs.
Yes. This, you might have spaghetti with these on top.
Meatballs.
Yes. This is when you get ribs or chicken or it's all considered this type of food.
Meat.
Well, it's like you get it from Famous Dave's is a type of what place?
Ribs.
It's like, okay. It's potato chips come in this flavor.
Barbecue.
Yes!
Buzzer beater.
Buzzer beater!
Ryan.
I never had a doubt. Ryan is my guy. I knew he was going to get it. Nice job, Ryan. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was the one that you guys were struggling with
Beef Wellington. Ryan, congratulations. You're going to see Matt Rife at GM Grand Garden Arena on May 2nd. Nice job, buddy. And tomorrow morning, we'll have another pair of tickets for you. 8:20 with Heads Up.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Raising kids, it can be stressful, it can be expensive, and new research finds it's costing us more than just dollars and cents. As much as we love our kids, taking care of them is really taking a mental and emotional toll on a lot of moms and dads across the country. The annual cost of care report came out, and they talked to adults with kids age 14 and under, and they found that the majority are feeling the effects from the stress of parenting, with 90% losing sleep and 80% crying. But that goes up to 90% for moms.
Oh, that's so sad. Well, I talked a couple weeks ago how honestly I'm afraid to have children, and not is it only because the geriatric age thing, but a big role in that is finding care and caregivers and how expensive it is. And I hate to say this, but I don't trust a lot of people just with any of my kids. But also, I'm also waiting to see if my parents or if James's parents would be willing to help raise our kids one day. And they are not from here. So we'd have to bring them over here.
So that's an interesting topic right there, just because what is the responsibility of the grandparents to raise the kids? Like, they finally don't have kids anymore, and now they have to take care of more kids.
Zero.
Well, here's, because my mom's kind of going through this. So my brother and his wife are expecting another child. We just recently found out. And he said the same thing, we're going to need you to come and live with us for a while. And she's like,
uh-oh,
excuse me? I got my life, and he's like, well, we need your help. And it's tough because she wants to help. She does. But she still has a life that, she's still young. She still does stuff. And so it's like that. Where is the line on something like that?
Well, I have a question in that is, are they in the same city?
No, they're not in the same state.
I'm not trying to be insensitive here, but the grandparents did their job. They raised you already.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to figure that out yourself.
But it also takes a village. And sometimes
they don't have kids.
Well, that's easier said than done, J-Love. I mean, seriously, I needed my mom's help when I had children. And she stayed with me for a couple of weeks and just showed me how to do it. I didn't know what I was doing. And I really appreciated that. But then, is it up to them to stay for months and move to where you live? You know what I mean?
It's all about communicating, too. I know that James's mom wants wants to help raise our kids. I know that my mom, I can't say that for a fact, does want to be a part of our lives. So when we get to that point of our lives, it's a communication thing. We're like, would you be willing to move in? We'll help with, you know, you don't have to pay rent. You don't have to pay for food. We got you on that part. It really depends on the situation. I'm never going to expect James's mom to just be like, okay, we're having kids. Come on, let's go now.
So let me get this straight. So are you saying that you want them to move in with you so that they could take care of your kids while you're working? Is that what it's all about? Because again, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that it's okay for them to take care of your kids. I'm saying that if they want to come in and help out for a couple of, you know, a couple of days or a week or whatever, fine. But don't have them raise your kids. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's situational. I think it depends on like, hey, do you need help with accommodation? If so, we'll be willing for you to move in with us. If you want your own space, are you okay financially on your own? That's where the situational thing comes apart.
But you still want them to move here?
I would love for them to move here if that's what they want.
Would you ask them to do that?
I would ask them to do that. Yes.
And what if they say no? Would you be mad at them?
I can't be mad at them.
Yeah,
I can't. I can't. And I can't expect that from them. That's their lives. They're towards the end of their life. If they have different goals, I can't be mad at that.
Yeah, it's a tricky situation for sure. Also this morning, Post Malone, he lost like 65 pounds. And that's an impressive amount of weight to lose. And so a lot of people want to know, how did he do it? A lot of people thought, oh, he must have used Ozempic or something like that. And he didn't. He didn't use any weight loss drugs. He recently did an interview and he said that, well, one, he stopped eating a lot of fried foods, which that right there, that'll do it. He switched to like grilled chicken, stuff like that. But his key to weight loss is hot sauce. He said he had no idea that hot sauce has zero calories. So once he found that out, it was off to the races, man. He said ever since then, he's never felt healthier. He started putting everything like that he ate hot sauce with it. But that's the thing. Like, I put hot sauce on everything. I didn't lose 65 pounds with it.
And not only that, it's probably like the extra hot sauce. So it's like the hotter you kept eating, it's like the less you wanted it because it's so spicy.
You're like, I can't eat anymore. Yes. That's a good point. Finally, this morning, Twix, they just announced a contest that they're running during the Super Bowl. And they want you to go to their website on your phone during every commercial break during the Super Bowl.
What?
And they want you to have a staring contest. When you do that.
A staring contest.
Yes. What? So basically, the screen is going to have two gold bars on it.
Okay.
With an eye on each one, which apparently belongs to the Yin-Yang twins. Remember them?
Of course.
Oh, yeah, they're involved in this. The Yin-Yang twins, they're going to keep track of how long you stare. And how many ad breaks that you participate. So the higher you score, the more contest entries you get. And at the end, one winner is going to get two actual gold bars, which are worth about $170,000. So with this campaign, they're basically tricking people into spending the whole Super Bowl literally staring at their ad so they can't see all the other ads.
Is that not brilliant?
Well, that's brilliant.
Not only is it brilliant, but I wouldn't be able to do that. That's so hard. And I look forward to all the commercials during the Super Bowl.
But you could, for $170,000 worth of gold, would you shake it like a salt shaker?
Yeah. Hey.
It's just worth playing Yin Yang Twins. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We are so excited. The Vegas Thrill, they are back in town and they are taking on two really good teams, Indy and Atlanta, this weekend at Lee's Family Forum. And I'm so pumped because Libero Tegan is here. Yeah. Tegan DeFalco, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I am so happy that you're here because I feel like so many people ask me at the games when I'm hosting, why is she wearing a different jersey than everyone else? A lot of people that aren't familiar with the volleyball world don't know what a libero is. So can you just explain to everyone why you're wearing a different jersey and what you do?
Yes, absolutely. So the reason I'm wearing a different jersey is because they need to keep track of when I'm coming in and out of the back row. I don't have to go substitute like the rest of the players have to in front of the 10-foot line. I can just run in for whoever I want. So the reason I'm wearing a different colored jersey is so that they can keep track of who I'm coming in and out for.
And you're only playing back row. I mean, Steph LeBron liberos, they're the ones that get down and dirty. They're the ones that are all, or do you call it libero or do you call it libero?
Oh, hot question. It's, to me, it's libero.
Okay.
Okay, this is good to know because I don't know much about volleyball. This Friday is going to be my first game watching, so you guys giving me as much as information I can. And us listeners, it's awesome.
Well, Tegan is insane. You are all over that court. And I didn't realize this. When you were on the team, they said that you were going to be joining the Vegas Thrill. I thought, I've seen you play beach before, but I was like, you're playing indoor. Like, you do both, right?
Yeah.
How's that transition going from beach to indoor again?
Well, it has been a long time since I've played indoor volleyball. It's been about 3 years. So during that time, I was just solely playing beach volleyball. And the transition, honestly, from beach volleyball to indoor volleyball is much easier than indoor to beach volleyball. I made that transition every year that I've played college volleyball from indoor to beach. And it is incredibly hard compared to going from beach volleyball to indoor.
Because I feel like beach now, okay, there's two of you covering everything. And then you're in the sand. So then when you get out, now you have more help and no sand. You're faster.
Exactly.
We're talking to Tegan DeFalco from the Vegas Thrill. Now, I want to know, when you first found out that you were going to be a part of the Vegas Thrill, go take us to that moment and just how it went down.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So when I was first finding out that I was playing for the Thrill, I was living in Idaho on my family's farm, and I got that phone call from Fran and Ruben, and I just sat there for a second by myself at the dinner table, and I cried for a moment because I was like, wow, I never would have thought that I would have been here. And it was just a surreal moment. Like, finally, all the tension of wanting to find out if I was going to do it or not finally came to the end of it. And it was like, wow, here I am. I can't believe it.
It's so cool to have you as part of this team. The energy you bring to it, it's just like, it's just so fun. And I think that you're really inspirational to a lot of players. Like my daughter, she's 5'6", and she kind of thought, well, I'm never going to get to play professional volleyball. And then how tall are you, Tegan?
I'm 5'6".
You're 5'6". No way. And yeah. Here you are. Just, you're the top libero in the league. I think you have the most digs right now, right? Yeah. I mean, it really is inspirational. How was it for you growing up? Did you always know, like, hey, I do have a future in this? Or did you think that same thing?
Definitely the same thing, where I was like, I'm not, even after college a couple of years ago, I was like, I'm not going to play professional volleyball. It wasn't even on my mind. Even last year, it wasn't on my mind. So I think the fact that it's a reality now, and especially in the U.S., is such an incredible opportunity for all players in the future to really be having that goal-oriented, like, dream. So it's great.
It's so fun to watch you play. So Friday night, you guys take on the Indy, what are they?
Ignite.
The brand new team. And there's a lot of former Thrill players on that team, too. So what's your take? I think they have a better record than you guys, but you guys are 4-2 right now. Yeah. So that's huge.
Yeah, I'm really excited to take them on, especially having them be the newcomers in the league. It's going to be an exciting thing to continue to grow the game. And it's just exciting. I can't wait.
What about Sunday? You guys are taking on Atlanta Vibe. You lost to them, but I think it's redemption time.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. They're the only team we've lost to so far. So I think that playing them this close again is going to be great for us to keep working on ironing things out. And it's going to be awesome.
We just got to, like, stop Leah Edmond from getting those aces.
Honestly, it's mostly on our side. Like, we just have to take care of our side.
We're so excited.
I can't wait. Now, you guys are having some really cool promotions on Friday. Steph, you're going to be out there doing a live broadcast before the game. Free t-shirts?
Yeah, girl.
500 people that come through the door will get a free t-shirt. And what's your pump up music? Like, what song do you need to hear before you get out on the court?
Oh gosh. Anything, this is funny, but anything like Glorilla or anything
yes.
Glorilla is gonna get me going.
I'm gonna tell DJ Kelly to play Glorilla for you. I cannot wait. Love having you on this team, Tegan. And we'll see you on Friday night. Go,
sounds good.
Yeah. What you know about me?